You're listening to SBS News.
France's president, Emmanuel Macron, has issued a mass appeal for people aged 65 years and older and those with underlying health conditions to get COVID-19 booster shots to combat rising infection rates that are raising concerns across Europe. He says those vaccinated more than 6 months ago will need to get a third shot by mid-December for their health pass to remain valid.
A vaccination campaign has been launched since the end of the summer for all the people aged 65 and over and the most vulnerable. We must accelerate it now. If you have been vaccinated more than 6 months ago, I ask you to protect yourself and make an appointment as of now with a vaccination centre, your doctor or your pharmacist. It is possible to get this booster shot at the same time as the flu vaccine. From December 15th, you will need to have a booster shot in order to extend the validity of your sanitary pass.
More than 80% of COVID-19 patients in intensive care in France are more than 50 years old. From December, eligibility for booster shots will be expanded to include those aged 50 and over, and the president has promised to step up enforcement of the country's health pass. Nearly 75% of the French population is fully vaccinated. Some 88% of adults are double-jabbed. In Paris, United States Vice President Kamala Harris has toured the renowned Pasteur Institute. She met with scientists working on COVID-19 and pandemic preparedness globally. For Ms. Harris, the Institute has personal meaning. Her late mother, a scientist, conducted breast cancer research there in the 1980s. Speaking at the Institute, she reflected on the value of U.S.-French collaboration.
It's not only a sign of the current state of the relationship and our dedication to the future, but it is also an incredible statement about the history of the relationship between France and the United States on many issues, but in particular on scientific research. Some of the most significant discoveries in science on any issue from rabies to HIV/AIDS to breast cancer to mRNA and what we do around vaccines and pandemics have occurred here in collaboration with French scientists, American scientists, scientists around the world coming together. And I know this just based on my entire life experience as the daughter of my mother.
Meanwhile, Britain's government has announced three more COVID-19 shots are to be added to the country's list of approved vaccines for inbound travelers. From the 22nd of November, China's Sinovac and Sinopharm, along with India's Covaxin, will be classified as approved vaccines. The move is expected to benefit fully vaccinated people from countries including the United Arab Emirates, Malaysia, and India. It's also been announced that healthcare staff who work with the public will have to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by April 1, 2022. British Health Secretary Sajid Javid has expressed concern that over 100,000 staff in the National Health Service remain unvaccinated.
The take-up throughout the NHS in England is 93% of the first dose, 90% of two doses, and that does leave, I think, around the latest number I have, that I think 103,000 people in the NHS that work for the NHS that are yet unvaccinated, so not even one jab.
He's told MPs that while vaccination is not compulsory for most people, health workers carry a unique responsibility because they are in contact with those most vulnerable to illness. There are concerns the move could drive thousands of people to quit their jobs. On Tuesday, the UK recorded almost 142,000 coronavirus deaths. It's the highest death toll in Europe after Russia. That country reported more than 1,200 COVID-19 deaths in a day on Tuesday and just over 39,000 new infections. Less than 40% of Russia's nearly 146 million people have been fully vaccinated. That's despite Russia approving a domestically developed COVID-19 vaccine months before most countries. To Austria, where a brothel in the capital Vienna is providing vaccinations. People who opt to get the shot at its on-site clinic are being offered a 30-minute session with a lady of their choice. The brothel's manager, Peter Lascaris, says he wanted to encourage men to get the jab and help Austria reach the 75% vaccinated mark.
Basically, I was looking at the statistics and read that we need like 70 to 75% of vaccinated people for us to reach herd immunity, but we're currently only 63%. And then I noticed in the statistics that many men with a migration background, virtually refuse vaccination or don't even know that you can be vaccinated. And since we're actually reaching this target group, we decided to set up a vaccination street here.
In Austria, people who are unvaccinated are barred from restaurants, hotels, hairdressing salons, and large public events. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.